on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock, the latest now with Joanna Earle.
There's been a drop in unemployment in Kent for the first time this year. Just over 19,400 people in the county were claiming Job Seekers Allowance last month. That's down 431 from February, according to Stats Out this morning. Nationally, unemployment dropped by 76,000 between December and February to 1.84 million.
This is KMFM News.
A service is taking place at Cologne Cathedral for the victims of last month's plane crash in the Alps. Relatives of the 150 people killed have been joined by German Chancellor Angela Merkel and hundreds of dignitaries. A Kent shopkeeper's decided to ban children from buying energy drinks because he's worried about the impact on their health. Nicola's got the details for the update.
Tangier Alam runs two news agents in Maidstone, and while he's happy to sell chocolate and crisps to youngsters, he's not wanting them to buy an energy drink to wash it down with. Signs have gone up at the stores on King's Road and Week Street saying the beverages will not be sold to under 16s. He's been telling us why.
We know is the high volume of caffeine and the sugar, which one can damage their body part slowly in future.
Well, researchers found that some of the drinks can contain up to 20 teaspoons of sugar in just one can. Campaign group Action on Sugar would like to see a blanket ban on shops selling the drinks to children. Chairman Professor Graham McGregor is worried about the caffeine content too.
A, it's addictive. B, it makes many of them hyperactive, and you only need to talk to school teachers to find out one of their main problems is dealing with hyperactive children, and there's certainly some evidence that this may be due to the consumption of these energy drinks.
The British Soft Drinks Association says the industry suggests that high caffeine content drinks should not be consumed by children, but that doesn't mean the drinks are unsafe. We've been finding out if you think there should be a ban on children buying them.
Energy drinks are totally bad for children. I've not let my son, since he was 14 and he's now nearly 21, bring energy drinks into my house.
It might help because energy drinks do send some people crazy.
I don't know if it's that bad in banning them altogether, but I'm pretty sure they make a lot of money from them, so they're not going to do that.
The latest results of our poll asking if energy drinks should be sold to under 16s shows that 87% think no. You can vote and watch our video report at kentonline.co.uk.
A man's been charged after a teenager was seriously injured in a crash on the A2 near Sittingbourne. The 16-year-old motorcyclist suffered a broken pelvis in the collision on London Road in Bapchild in January. A 29-year-old from Sittingbourne is due in court next month, accused of various offences, including dangerous driving.
Election 2015, the update.
With less than 3 weeks until the general election, we're continuing our tour of Kent to find out what you're most concerned about. We're heading to every constituency ahead of the vote on May the 7th. These people live in Dartford and Gravesham.
We must be paying more tax than anybody else in our countries. You know why?
Gravesham needs its own hospital, so we don't have to be dashing backwards and forwards to not Dartford.
I would like all schools to have the same funding and for the NHS, just because it's so hard to get treatment.
You can watch our video guide on the two constituencies and find details of the candidates at kentdecides.co.uk. Parents in Kent are continuing to find out what primary school their child will be going to in September. Whilst most got emails yesterday, letters will be received by mums and dads today. More than 16,600 children will go to one of the schools they applied for. And former Westlife star Marcus Feelers told KMFM he's enjoyed getting back in the studio. 3 years after the band decided to call it a day, he's launched a solo career.
It's not about being perfect, it's just about kind of being natural now, actually. Yeah. After so many years of everything being so polished, it's about just being natural and being kind of just not perfect almost.
His debut, a solo single, Love Is a Drug, is out on Sunday.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Cricket in Kent's James Treadwell will be looking to pick up some wickets later as England tried to win the first test against the West Indies. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, the hopes will resume the final day in Antigua on 98 for 2 in their second innings. They need 438 for victory. Play starts at 3 hour time. In football, it's widely reported United Raheem Sterling and Jordan Ibe have been warned about their future conduct by Liverpool manager Brendan Rodgers. Earlier this week, pictures emerged of them both holding a shisha pipe, while footage of Sterling appears to show him inhaling laughing gas. And Kent superbike legend Shane Byrne is defending his British title on home turf this weekend. The sitting-born rider is racing at Brands Hatch over the next 3 days. Despite a hand injury, he made a winning start to the season 2 weeks ago. Shane's told KMFM he's expecting plenty of home support.
I'm fairly lucky with the whole support thing anyway. You know, I've got quite a good following and, you know, I'm very, very grateful for that. You know, a lot of more friends and family perhaps turn up at this one being so local to home, so that's nice. But generally speaking, I'm quite lucky with the support thing.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.